From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. The online blog Zoologger reports on solar-powered spotted salamanders, an amphibian common to New Hampshire and migrating soon to a vernal pool near you. Spotted salamanders lay eggs in early April in temporary vernal pools. A species of single-cell green algae named Oophilia colonized salamander egg masses. Biologists describe a symbiotic relationship where the embryonic salamanders release wastes used as fertilizer by algae. The photosynthesizing algae provide oxygen-rich water to developing salamander eggs, while a whip-like flagellum on algal cells stirs the water within the salamander egg mass to circulate oxygen. You can readily find green salamander egg masses in local vernal pools. Each egg mass starts as a clear, tennis ball-size, gelatinous greenhouse that protects both algae and embryos from hungry foraging invertebrates. This is really cool. Research now reveals it's hard to discern where the salamander ends and the algae begin. Close examination of salamander eggs reveals algae living inside the tissues of developing salamanders. Studies using carbon-14 show how algae played a key role, using carbon dioxide from the water to produce glucose that fuels the development of salamander eggs, unless they're kept in complete darkness. The salamanders are essentially photosynthesizing. The idea of salamander eggs as photosynthetic through association with an alga has scientists investigating if other aquatic animals employ a similar strategy. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.